Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I am your host, as always, Eric Ellefson. And on this week, we have week 8 of the NFL, recaps, college football, and World Series, which can possibly end tonight as the Dodgers are up 3-0 on the New York Yankees, with game 4 tonight at 7:08. Local time in New York. We'll get more into World Series talk later in the show, but we'll begin as always with NFL. So we just had week 8 wrapping up last night on Monday Night Football, with the Steelers beating the Giants 26-18, and started last week with the Rams beating the Vikings 30-20 on Thursday Night Football, with the Rams getting both Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua back from injury, and taking care of business against the Vikings in LA, as they kind of look to make a run now that they have, like, you know, more offensive stars, you know, back healthy. And with the win, I think they're three and four. So, you know, that's 7 games. They still have 10 left to play. So, you know, a lot can change in that amount of time. As recording, we're a week away from the trade deadline. So, which we've had some trades. I guess I can go into right now, since last episode, with, I think when last time it happened, I think we just knew of Davante Adams going from the Raiders to the Jets to team up with Aaron Rodgers again, and then I'm pretty sure we had the Amari Cooper to the Buffalo Bills trade was also been reported and was, like, in the works of being finalized. And then last week we had DeAndre Hopkins going from the Titans to the Kansas City Chiefs for, I think it was like a fourth round pick. And then yesterday we had, I'm not going to be able to pronounce the name probably correctly, but a pass rusher from the, he was from the Patriots that got traded to the Chiefs. I don't know if I'm able to find it, but, like, probably not going to be a, you know, major, player. I mean, he's probably, I think from what I said, he's going to be more of, like, red, like, going to be more of, like, you know, kind of situational pass rush along the D-line and stuff like that, because, I mean, the Chiefs are running a 4-3 defense, so kind of maybe pass rush opposite of George Karloftis before they get Mike Dana back, I believe. Probably, it'll probably be like late November, early December, as he tore his ACL, I think, in the AFC Championship game against the Ravens this year. So, yeah, I don't think he would be back before that at the earliest. Like, it would probably be after Thanksgiving, I would say. And then today we got word that Diontae Johnson is going from the Panthers to the Ravens for, it's a late round pick. Same with the Chiefs to the Patriots. It's a 2026 sixth round pick. I think the Ravens also sent, they might have sent a pick for this year or next year's draft, I should say. And so we haven't had, like, any blockbusters, that we really kind of expect to see in, like, baseball and football, or baseball and basketball. I should say, like, football, sometimes there's, like, some blockbusters, but, like, I don't think we've really had a bid one since like Christian McCaffrey got traded. That was like 2 years ago from the Panthers to the 49ers because they gave up quite a bit, you know, to acquire him and stuff like that. So, because it'd be just kind of simple, like little trade, like adding some pieces, like for like some players that'll like, you know, help, you know, along the line, Phillips and from like, you know, injury to like, you know, boost like position depth and stuff like that as we go hit like the halfway mark of the season. Pretty much, I mean, after this week, yeah, we are halfway through season because it'll be week 9 of 18. And then, you know, which I mean, so we'll kind of see what happens in like, you know, the week to come. I don't know when, I'm guessing like the trade deadline is probably like next Tuesday, like maybe 2 or 3, you know, Eastern time, something like that maybe. I think that's what it is for baseball and basketball as well. It might be 5 Eastern time or whatever it is. So probably around that same time, we'll see. You know, we'll still have like Sunday and then games and then Monday to see if, you know, anything happens. You know, we got news that, let's see, Stephon Diggs has a torn ACL. As like he was traded over, you know, from Buffalo in the offseason. I think he only had 1 year left on his deal. So to like, you know, do that, trade for that, and then have him torn ACL, you know, almost halfway through the season. I think they're also missing, is it Nico Collins? I think is also on IR. I think his is also a season-ending injury. That was much earlier in the season, I believe. Or might have been, might even came in like preseason. But, you know, so will they try and go for like a receiver? I mean, receivers are kind of flying off the board, you know, with Adams and Cooper, Hopkins, and now Johnson, you know, all gone. It's like those are kind of like some of the big names, you know, that were brought up in regards to like trade deadline for receivers. So kind of see what, you know, Buffalo does, or Texans do, you know, in the next week. So we had the Packers holding on to beat the Jaguars as the Jaguars tied with like about a minute left in the game. And then Malik Willis had to team into the game, I think in the second half, I think it was like third quarter, something like that, taking over for Jordan Love and, you know, led down on a drive to, you know, have another game-winning field goal by Brandon McManus, who joined the team just, you know, like, what, less than 2 weeks ago or so like that. Broncos took care of the Panthers 28-14, and Bo Nix's best game as a starter, going for 3 touchdowns, running for another one, as Denver cruised to victory. The Chiefs stay undefeated, beating the Raiders 27-20. The Patriots beat the Jets 25-22. Eagles take care of the Bengals 37-17. The Lions destroyed the Titans 52-14. Falcons over the Buccaneers 31-26. Cardinals over the Dolphins 28-27, and Tua's return to action. The Texans beat the Colts 23-20. Chargers took care of the Saints 26-8. Bills handled the Seahawks 31-10. Commanders beat the Bears on a Hail Mary. the Niners take care of the Cowboys 30 to 24 in a game that was not as close as the score would imply. And then, like I said, the end of this week 8 concluded last night with the Steelers beating the Giants 26-18. I'm kind of surprised I didn't get like they didn't flats in a different game for that. Because I know they're doing that next week with Sunday Night Football was supposed to be it's now the Colts Vikings. I don't know who it was supposed to be. So division standings, as we reach the halfway point, well, we'll go through it again next week because we officially, you know, hit the halfway point of the 2024 season. With the AFC, Buffalo Bills have a pretty, that's like what, a 3.5-game lead over Miami, and then a 4-game lead over New York Jets, and then Patriots. Pittsburgh has a 1-game lead over the Ravens in the AFC North. AFC South, we have the Houston Texans at 6-2, 2 games up over the Indianapolis Colts. AFC West, we have the Chiefs up top at 7-0, and then Denver at 5-3, and the Chargers at 4-3. NFC, we have the NFC East at the Commanders having a 0.5-game lead over Philly, with Washington 6-2 and Philly 5-2. The NFC North, probably the one of the toughest or tightest divisions in NFL, with the Detroit Lions on top at 6-1, Green Bay 0.5-game back at 6-2, Minnesota 5-2, and then Chicago 4-3. And then Detroit and Green Bay play each other this upcoming Sunday in Detroit, I believe, at 3:25 on Fox. NFC South, we have Atlanta at 5-3, a perfect 4-0 in the division, and then Tampa Bay at 4-4, kind of looking on the outside looking in, as you know, they lost Evans and Chris Godwin last week. I think Evans, one of them is out for the season, then one is on IR. I think Godwin's on IR. And then the NFC West is also the other tight division in the NFC and just football in general, with the Arizona Cardinals, San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks all at 4-4, and the Rams not that far, just a 0.5-game behind at 3-4. So we'll look at conference, we'll look at playoff standings for the AFC. What is top 10, because we have the top 7 teams make it. So we have the Chiefs, in from order from 1 to 10, we have Chiefs, Texans, Steelers, Bills, Broncos, Ravens, Chargers, Colts, Bengals, Dolphins. The Bengals or Dolphins are definitely looking up. They're like, you know, at least 2 games below 500. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it from there. NFC, we have from 1 to 10 is the Lions, Commanders, Falcons, Cardinals, Packers, Vikings, Eagles, Bears, Buccaneers, Niners. And so at that point, for the NFC, every NFC North team would make it except the Bears, but the Bears are like right there on that cusp. And yeah, I mean, I'm surprised Detroit hasn't made any much of a move to try and get like a pass rusher, like the one. you know, the Chiefs got to try and just kind of have some kind of pass rush. Because without, like, because before, even before Hayden Hutchinson went down, like, he was pretty much the only one providing any, like, pressure on that Lions defense. So we'll kind of see how that goes going forward. And let's see. And then, yeah, so next week we have, or week 9, kicking off this Thursday on Halloween night. Ooh, spooky. Between the Texans and the Jets. So, you know, Texans, you know, lose Diggs for the season with an ACL tear, torn ACL, and, you know, a couple days later they had to play, you know, Thursday night football in New York. I mean, against the Jets, I mean, have a little bit, not that bad. I mean, the Jets are just bad. And then, so Sunday we have Broncos Ravens at noon on CBS. I mean, both 5-3. You know, Ravens obviously have been, you know, up there at the top of the AFC for, you know, years now. And then Denver trying to get, you know, back to the playoffs for the first time, I think, since winning the Super Bowl 50 back in 2016, the 2015 season. Oh, so the Lions are at the, or playing the Packers in Green Bay, 325 at Fox. Dolphins at the Bills, not that exciting. Chargers at the Browns. And you'll see the Browns played a lot better with Jameis Winston at quarterback, with Watson, Deshaun Watson having a torn Achilles and out. So, you know, maybe they can again go back-to-back weeks of pulling the upset at home. Saints, Panthers, not that interesting. Raiders, Bengals, you know, Bengals, kind of another, you know, win, must-win game for them. Against a Raiders team that also is, you know, not very good. I mean, the Bengals aren't necessarily the best, but, like, the Bengals have, like, the better quarterback and, you know, receiver now with, you know, no Adams for the Raiders. So, Commanders and Giants, no. Cowboys, Falcons, I mean, that's kind of interesting. You know, Falcons trying, like, you know, increase their lead in the NFC South, and, you know, Cowboys trying to get back to 500. Patriots, Titans, not interesting. Bears, Cardinals, interesting. You know, both kind of up and coming teams, you know. That's 305 on CBS. Jaguars, Eagles, Rams, Seahawks. I think if, you know, if it wasn't for, that'd probably be the best division game of the week, other than Lions, Packers. Because, I mean, Packers win, they're 7-2, Lions are 6-2, Packers would then, you know, have played more games. And then would have, like, you know, a tiebreaker as of now, having beat the Lions. Sunday Night Football is Colts, Vikings, and then Monday night is Buccaneers at Chiefs. So, another interesting week of the NFL, as always. College football. We just had week 9. Whoop. Out of, how many do they have? They play 16. But that 16, week 16 is, like, conference championship game. So, like, you know, they have it kind of spread out, because, like, everyone plays, like, 12 games. And then there's, like, you know, they have a couple, they have, like, 2 bye weeks or off weeks, you know. So, you know, there's that. Let's see. I mean, we had some, like, you know, ranked matchups that just were not, you know, interesting. It's like, you know, the better team, like, took care of business. Notre Dame beating Navy 51-14. Navy still ranked 24th, and that was their first loss of the season. Notre Dame is now 12th. Number one Oregon taking care of Illinois 38-9. Alabama taking care of Missouri 34-0. Texas holding on to beat Vanderbilt 27-24, and then Texas A&M beating LSU 38-23. So, I mean, again, another like kind of week of some kind of, you know, like hyped up matchups that just didn't, you know, happen, because, you know, I mean, like the last team just got blown out type of thing, which, you know, not surprising. And then this week for week 10, like the big game, at 11 a.m. on Fox, we have number 4 Ohio State at number 3 Penn State. Ohio State's 3.5-point favorites. And then, like, the rest, we don't really have anyone. Like, Miami, number 5, Miami against Duke. Like, Miami's undefeated. Duke just sits in 2. You know, so maybe see if they can pull an upset, even though Duke's 21.5-point underdogs. Against Miami at home, at their home. And then, like, I mean, yeah, we have, like, 21-ranked Army against Air Force. Army 7-0, Air Force is 1-6. And that's, like, the only, like, ranked matchup until number 18 Pitt against number 20 SMU at 7 on the ACC network. Pitt being 7-0, SMU 7-1. Not a lot of other ranked teams really have a lot of, like, you know, I'd say the most toughest situation. I mean, some of these might, you know, be tested as, like, Ohio State and Penn State were both pretty tested last week. I mean, Ohio State beat Nebraska by 4. And then Penn State did end up beating Wisconsin 28-13, but, like, they were trailing by 3 at halftime. Like, Wisconsin was in it till really early in the second half, and then, you know, Penn State was able to kind of pull away. Like, they had a pit set to take the lead, and then kind of really never looked back from there. So, I mean, yeah, that's kind of like how it goes. Nothing really interesting other than the Ohio State Penn State game, really. And then, you know, obviously watching Wisconsin Iowa, you know, Saturday night. So, I've also put, like, I mean, in the description for this episode, but we'll talk very briefly. NBA, as that started last Tuesday. You know, most teams have played, like, 3 or 4 games at this point. We have some basketball tonight with the Mavericks at the Timberwolves. You know, Western Conference Finals rematch. Both teams are 2-1, and that is at 6:30 on TNT. And then 9 o'clock on TNT is the Pelicans at Warriors. Both are also 2-1. And then we have Nuggets at the Nets at 6:30. And then the Kings at the Jazz at 8. Let's see. I mean, like I said, like 3 or 4 games, you know, we're not really that deep into the season. As you know, like I said, started last week. It's, you know, I mean, if teams have played 4 games, they still have 78 left to play. So, you know, it's going to be a long It's a grind. We have the Cleveland Cavaliers, Boston Celtics, and the Oklahoma City Thunder all undefeated. Cleveland and Boston are 4-0. Oklahoma City's 3-0. We have the Detroit Pistons and Utah Jazz are both winless. So yeah, we're still doing play-in tournament at the end. They are again doing a in-season tournament that I believe starts in November. I think it's early November or maybe like mid-November, something like that. So they have the groups settled or picked out, three groups in each conference with five teams each. They are kind of mixed up, so it's not all five division teams are in one group. So that's a little, kind of mixed up, mixing up a little bit, and then, I think again, top four teams in each conference. I'm guessing probably the winner of each group, and then the next team with the best record, make it to the playoffs. I don't know if they would do. Would that be done before? I think last year was after Christmas, or was before. Because obviously the NBA does Christmas games. They always do five of those. Something to pay attention to as we get kind of closer to that, I guess. Because, it's October 29th. I think it might start in 2 weeks, something like that. Kind of have to keep an eye on that, I guess. And then again, as we go further and further into the season, we'll kind of, have more to talk about and kind of once the early season is gone, as we get more of a week, a month in the season, because then, we'll be about Thanksgiving. Teams would have played probably maybe a fourth of their season, maybe about 20 games. So kind of have a little bit more of a sense from that point of, who's more of what contenders are still, contenders, maybe some that we thought were contenders, or a little bit more ooh, I don't know this year, and then some pretenders that kind of, maybe a little bit of noise, in the lead and stuff like that. So that's something especially now baseball will be over within the next week, and then we'll have free agency, but with baseball free agency, that doesn't really pick up really until after Thanksgiving, early December, because I think the second week of December is winter meetings, so we'll have some kind of free agency signings, some trades and stuff like that usually happen around that time. So if anything happens, baseball wise, we'll kind of talk about it. Basketball will kind of take that, spot, as well as college basketball, as that starts up in about, a week as well. I think. Yeah, that's next week. Bunch of games. Only one top. Only one ranked matchup. It's actually a top 10 matchup with number 8 Baylor against number 6 Gonzaga. Part of the Findlay auto tip off. I'm guessing that's a neutral game site then. Maybe? Or maybe it's at Gonzaga. That's at 10:30 on next Monday. So that's very, I mean, Gonzaga's in Washington State, so yeah. It's only like 8:30 for them. So yeah, that'll start up too. But, you know, now moving on to the World Series, which, like I discussed at the beginning of the episode, Dodgers are one win away from winning the World Series and have a chance to do so tonight at 7:08, you know, Central Time. We have a bullpen game for the Dodgers against, I said, Luis Gil of the New York Yankees. Only appeared in one game this postseason, 4.5 ERA, 4 innings pitched, 3 strikeouts, 1.5 whip. Regular season was 15-7, 3.5 ERA, 151 2/3 innings, 171 strikeouts, and a whip of 1.19. So pretty darn good regular season. You know, gonna have to turn to him to step up to keep the Yankee season alive. As the Dodgers jumped out to like a 4-0 lead last night. Including 2 runs in the top of the first off a 2-run homer by Freddie Freeman. And then Saturday, got out to, I mean, it was initially a tie game. Dodgers taking an early lead in the bottom of the second, and then the Dodgers tying it right back up. Top of the third, Dodgers get 3 runs in the bottom of the third, and then cruise to a 4-2 win. Game one is probably the game that, you know, the Yankees should have won, but didn't. You know, it was tied going into extra innings. Yankees do manage to score a run on the top of the 10th. Because in playoff baseball, it's not like regular season where, like, in extra innings, a runner starts on second. And we go from there, you know. You know, we go, you know, no runners on base, 0 outs, and we go from there in the postseason. So that, you know, they did get a run, and then Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off grand slam on the first pitch that he saw. Because I think he, like, even, like, waited. I think the Yankees put in a left-handed pitcher, you know, to counter Freddie Freeman, and it did not, you know, not go well. It backfired greatly for, you know, the New York Yankees. So, you know, they're definitely in must-win mode. We'll see. And I'm kind of, I don't really have a skin in the game of who wins, but I'm hoping like the Yankees can win like these next 2 games in New York and like bring it back to like, I want it to be a series. Like, this was supposed to be, you know, a good series, and we're only like you know, stuff like that, and you know, we can get a good World Series, you know, back. That's what I want. I want to get a World Series, but we just, I mean, if you're a Yankees fan, this has been bad. If you're a Dodgers fan, you're like, this is what we wanted. Like, simple, boom. So, you know, that's kind of how we stand. I don't know. What is basketball starts at 6:30. I mean, 6:30-ish, and it starts at, like, you know, maybe, like, 6:35. You know, something like that. And then, you know, baseball, that'll be like 7:10. Hopefully I can watch both at the same time. But I might have to just go back and forth between the two. But you kind of go from there, you know, and, you know, we have it as it is. But yeah, that wraps up, you know, this week's episode. We'll be back next week. Well, regardless of what happens, we'll know who wins the World Series, because if it goes to game 7, that'll be Saturday night in LA. We'll have, you know, another week to, we'll be officially halfway through the NFL season. We'll be in 2 weeks into the NBA season. So maybe a little bit to time to it from there. But yeah, I mean, it's mostly football and basketball, as that kind of ramps up a little bit more going forward. Yeah, that's kind of where we stand. And in the weeks to come, have more trade deadline stuff for the NFL if anything happens within this next week. I mean, by the time I, you know, come in to record, the trade deadline is either going to be over or there'll be like an hour left type of thing. So if there's an hour left, we'll kind of follow it, you know, live as it goes. And if it's over, then we'll kind of recap what's happened and, you know, go from there. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.